Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. I do count it a great joy to preach the good word of God. There's nothing like it. And I want to just praise Him for that today. Thanking Him and praising Him for saving my soul and giving me the free gift of eternal life, making me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things did pass away. All things become new to me when I got saved. It wasn't just a change of mind, it was a change of heart when He saved me. He got alive in me. He put His Spirit in within me. And I've been walking in newness of life ever since. And I'm so thankful for that today. And I tell you, He put a love in my heart. I just enjoy my salvation and I love the fellowship. And I want everybody to have it. I want everybody to know my Jesus and know my friend. I mean, I want you to really know Him as your Lord and Savior, not just know about Him, but know Him personally, and I really walking with Him and talking with Him and fellowshipping with Him. I tell you what a joy it is to be saved and to live for God. There's nothing like it. Most of the world today don't know what salvation is all about. There's some that have been saved, but they're not living it. They're not giving the Lord their heart. They're running after the world. They're running after the pleasure for sin for a season. They're running after the desires that's in their flesh, and they're not happy. They're not happy at all, and you can't be happy to live in things of the world and when you've really been saved. I tell you, the only way to be happy, like the song says, is trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey the Lord and follow His Word, giving Him your whole heart, looking unto hills which come with your help coming from the Lord. You're depending on Him. The Bible said the Lord delights in those that hope in His mercy. And the Lord wants us to go forth leaning upon Him, trusting in Him, and obeying Him, and following Him. I tell you, there's nothing like it today. And I want you to save today if you've never been saved, you've never been born again. I know that's the message that God gives me. And that is the message of salvation. And that is that all men everywhere should repent. And that's what John the Baptist came, the forerunner of Christ. He preached, repent. Therefore, the kingdom of God is at hand. He come forth preaching, repent. He said, go forth. He told a lot of them. Some of them come to Him and said, I want to be baptized of thee. And He said, go and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Let me see some works out of you. Let me see a difference in you that you have repented. When you do repent, when you really get saved and born again, you are a new creature in Christ. And old things pass away. All things become new to you. You are a different creature in Christ Jesus. There's a difference about you. And I tell you, you want to please the Lord. You want to live for God. And you don't want to run after the world. I tell you, there's a difference when you really get saved, when you really repent. And the Lord Jesus come forth. He preached repentance. And you remember Jonah when the Lord dealt with his heart about going down to Nineveh and preaching down there. He went forth preaching, repent. And I tell you, and the revival came. And we must repent. God's people needs to repent. God's people that are saved need to repent and come back to Bethel and renew their vows. Those that are not living for Him and not giving Him their whole heart, you got to repent over that and repent of your sins and come back to Bethel. Renew your vows where you first told the Lord that you'd live for Him, that you'd obey His voice and that you would do His will. And you went back on your word. He's kept His word, but you went back on your word and there you are living in sin and God's not happy with it. God's dealing with you about it. He's whipping you. He's going to chastise you. And if you don't listen, after a while, He'll take you out. You'll die before your time. The Bible said you'd be saved so much as by fire, but you're going to suffer a great loss. God help you today. If you've really been saved, you need to live like it. You need to live for the Lord. But today, if you're not saved, you need to repent. You need to come to Him and really call on Him. Now, repentance is not just coming unto the Lord and saying this model prayer. Thus, maybe you go to Romans 10 and you read that little Roman roadmap there, or you read down that way how some preacher told you how to pray and then to repeat after him. And he said, you just got yourself saved and we're going to baptize you next church service. That's not what repentance is. And that's not what salvation is. But repentance is willing to forsake your sin, knowing God, being sorrowful that you sin against God, and willing to forsake it and turn from it. That's what repentance is. And when you come to God like that, you got to just be sorrowful that you are a sinner and that you sin against God, and realize you can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. You got to come to Him just like you are, and you cannot get saved without that. And I know in Acts chapter 2, it talked about this, about repentance. When Peter stood up and when he preached unto them there, I mean, right there at the day of Pentecost, Peter began to stand up and preach, and he began to explain to them about the Lord Jesus and about his soul was not left in hell, nor the Bible said, nor his soul was not left in hell. And neither did his body see corruption, but God raised him from the dead. And so Peter preached about the resurrection of Christ, and that he is the God of all, and he's the one. The Bible said this, Jesus had God raised up. Where are we all witnesses? We've witnessed these things, Peter said. We know it's true. We've seen him. We are the apostles. We've seen him. We've seen him when the life he lived. We've seen the death. And no doubt they've seen all these types of things. And knowing that Jesus is God. And so therefore, when he began to preach unto them, the Bible said that when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They said, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to repent of your sins, and you got to call. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get saved. That's how you get born again. It's not by water baptism that you get justified. He's not talking about a water baptism here. When he says repent, be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, he's talking about believing on the Lord Jesus, believing on him, trusting in him, repenting, being sorrowful you sinned against him. And when you do that, then the Lord will have mercy upon you. And the Bible said you shall receive the gift. In other words, you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit of God right then and there. And you will receive that promise that he talked about, which is unto you and your children and all that are far off, even as the many as the Lord shall come. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. You got to receive the word. You got to receive Jesus in your heart. You got to believe that he is the Son of God. You can't get saved. These was people, and the people still today, they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They don't believe he's the Messiah. And they're not saved, and they're not going to get saved in that condition. But Peter stood up and said, listen, I'm talking to you about Jesus. I'm not talking to you about the patriarch David. The psalmist wasn't talking about David. He said he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was not left in hell. His soul was not left in hell. The Bible said, nor did his body see corruption, but God raised him from the dead. He said, believe on this man. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's what the Philippian jailer said. What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. They didn't say believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized in the water. Not so. He said believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And this is not believe on one just out of their mind, but it's out of your heart, the depths of your soul. That's how you get saved. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And there's a lot of people today asking this question, what shall I do? What shall I do to get saved? What can I do? Well, some will say, join the church. And some will say, well, I've joined the church, but I don't feel no better. I don't see no change. You said, well, did you start doing any work? Have you done any work? They said, no, I hadn't done. Well, get busy. Go forth, knocking on doors, doing so forth. But Brother Roloff talked about this, about Dr. I Join, and about Dr. All This, and Dr. Feelgood. He talked about these things, but the Bible said they still didn't feel no better. And these still people today, what shall we do? And they try this, and some say this, and some say this. Some say, keep the law. Just go and keep the law. But the Bible said you can't keep the law. You can't be justified by the law, because No man can keep the law. No man. The Bible said the children of Israel went forth trying to establish and justify themselves by the law. And the Bible said they couldn't. The Bible said, cursed every man that believeth that way. He said he's cursed because of the law. You cannot. The Bible said it's only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get saved. That's how you get justified. And the Gentiles were justified by the faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible said the children of Israel could not be justified because they sought it by the works of the law. But the Gentiles, they were accepted by faith because God turned from the Jew. The Bible said unto the Gentiles, provoked them to jealousy. And the Gentiles were ready to receive the Lord. And that's what happened. They received the Lord and the Lord turned unto them. And that's how you'll get saved today. If you receive Him, receive His Word, receive and know that and believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when you come unto Him like that, and when you confess your sins to Him, and you repent, be willing to forsake your life. The Bible said you seek to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you seek to lose your life, you're going to find it. And so therefore you come repenting and denying oneself and calling on the name of Jesus, He will have mercy upon you and save you. And you will experience that baptism of the Holy Spirit of God. That's the baptism that's essential to salvation. That's the baptism that gets you to heaven. It's not a water baptism. I believe in water baptism. I believe that once you've been saved, I believe in joining the church where God has placed you. I believe in being baptized in the water. It's just an outward token to show those that are there that when you were dead in trespasses and sin, but you've been quickened and made alive, that Christ has saved you, made you new, that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, and you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what it all is all about. But the thief on the cross, he was justified without being baptized in the water. The water has no power to save. It's only in the blood. That's where the power is. The Bible said it's in the blood of Christ. In the song we sing, what shall wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes me white as snow. There's nothing that can make you clean but the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son. Cleanses us from all sin, like one said, A-double-L, all sin. No matter what you've done, how long you've done it, who you've done it to, as long as you hadn't blasphemed against the Holy Spirit of God, there's forgiveness for you and there's power in the blood of Jesus to wash you and make you clean. And you just got to come to Him like that. You got to come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and He will save your soul. He'll make you new. I mean, the thief on the cross, they condemned Him to death, both of them. And there was one that believed. He told the other one, when the one would say, if you who you say you are, so that's what gets you in trouble, is doubt when you don't believe and you don't receive Him. One of the thieves did not receive Him. He said, if thou be the Son of God, won't you get yourself down and save us too? But the other one said, you ought to just shut your mouth. You ought not to say these things. This man is he has not deserved this. We have, and this man is a righteous man, and he is righteous and holy. And he began to talk about this, and he looked unto the Lord and said, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise, because he believed, he received it. But the other one, he had doubt. He didn't have the faith. He didn't receive the Lord in his heart. So he went to hell. He died. He missed it all. But there was another one there that was condemned by the Romans there, no doubt. He was condemned by the others. He was getting what his just reward because he was guilty. But the Lord said, I'll take him home. I'll save him. I'll make him new. And he took him home. The man repented on the cross. And I don't recommend deathbed repentance. I don't. I tell you, I'm so thankful that God saves people on their deathbed. But my prayer to God is that you come when you can come. When God's giving you a place of repentance, that's when you come. You can't come unless He gives you that place. You can't get saved on your deathbed unless the Lord gives you that place. And so you gotta come and you gotta deal, you gotta open your heart as He calls you and draws you today. He wants to save you. He's dealing with you. And it's very easy to be saved. You've got to come and believe with all your heart. And repent of your sins and thou shalt be saved. And just pray that prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost, hell-bound. And I don't deserve thee, Lord. I deserve to go to hell. I believe you're the Son of God. Have mercy to save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. And Lord, I live for you. If you'll really pray that and you really mean it, and your heart's broken, it's crushed, He'll save you just like your heart, just like you are. My time's come and gone. And just pray for the broadcast. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.